Whatever you learn in the morning, we have a debate class in the afternoon, 5:30 to 7, and you have to do the debate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, comparatively speaking, talking about emptiness, and proving non-existent existence, what is existence, it's much, much more easier. It fits to our mind.
Mm.
You don't have to go beyond the duality. You can be in the framework of duality and talk about it, yeah, rationally, intellectually.
Mm.
But to prove something that you have no idea, and saying that it exists within you is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And it's always difficult to put the Buddha nature topic into our debate system. You always have this imbalance of, should I follow this strict rule of debate, or should I go a little more beyond that, you know? So you can debate, for example, you can use the pramana system, you know, normal debate system, and then use, for example, these three lines at the beginning of, you know, the Buddha's perfect kaya as radiates, and suchness as undifferentiable, such and such as a reason, and to see, you know, if you can really establish using that kind of reason, and kind of come down to the assumption that yes, it makes sense in certain way. Maybe not from the, it's not like proving there is a fire because of the smoke, yeah, that is more like direct, something I can experience, but that is also beyond my experience, but I cannot say it's not, you know, so I have to accept it, even though it's more like in my intellectual level.